Sometimes people think they can't advance in household life, but they can actually make tremendous advancement to the point of pure devotion in household life, because household life is based on honesty and responsibility. So that's two principles. Grihastha life is based on honesty and responsibility. A third principle, which is most important, is cooperation. Because the spiritual world is based on cooperation. And it's interesting, one of the last things that Prabhupada said when he left this world is, your love for me will be shown in how you cooperate together to push on this movement. You must have heard this as a famous quote. Of course, there were 5,000 disciples when Prabhupada said that, all working cooperatively to some extent, some kind of cooperation. At least they were all basically in ISKCON. And now ISKCON is still there, and ISKCON's going on and flourishing quite nicely. But those 5,000 disciples are not there. There's maybe 200 or so in the whole of ISKCON. Maybe 200 maximum. And the rest are maybe practicing and whatever they're doing, I can't say. But it's not exactly what Prabhupada envisioned of everyone cooperating. Because that's the nature of Kali Yuga, it's the non-cooperation movement. Kali Yuga is the non-cooperation movement started by Gandhi. But now it's continuing for 4,27,000 years. More to go. It's called non-cooperation. Non-cooperation means fighting. It's the age of quarrel. You can't quarrel unless you don't cooperate. If you cooperate, you can't quarrel. If you love someone, you can't quarrel. Of course, you have a lover's quarrel. It's called prema kalaha. Sometimes Jagannath had a prema kalaha with Sakshi Gopal, and then he kicked him out. Sakshi Gopal had to get a new temple off the road. That's in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, you can see. Didi Leela, between Sakshi Gopal Didi, which was brought from South India when the king of Puri conquered that king, he bought the Didi. The Didi of Krishna Gopal. Put him on the altar and he started eating all the sweets. So Jagannath complained and they took Sakshi Gopal and took him out and built him a temple off the road. And said they had a prema kalaha, a lover's quarrel. Krishna was fighting with Krishna. Jagannath Krishna was fighting Gopal Krishna over the sweets. So that's what we call achintya. Achintya Shakti, inconceivable energy. That's beyond logic. Right hand fighting with left hand over the same sweet. So at any rate, this cooperation principle is the whole idea of prema. So it's very interesting. I'll probably mention this as a cementing principle for ISKCON to continue in the way he envisioned it, as cooperation. Because this is actually what's going on in Vrindavan. If you look at Goloka and Vrindavan, you find the highest percentage and expression of cooperation. Everyone's cooperating for the center. Every bird, every beast, every drop of water, every tree, every flower, every leaf, every coward boy, every coward girl, every older gopi, younger gopi, every piece of ground, every cloud, every sun, moon, star, everything in the environment, all the objects, all the people, all the relationships, they're all cooperating for the happiness of Krishna. Krishna's the center. There's a common center. The center is Krishna, central government. Krishna's government. So this is the absolute cooperation movement, Goloka Vrindavan. So if we want to enter there, and we don't have a spirit of cooperation, how will we enter there? Because the Lalita is cooperating with Rupa Manjari, and Rupa Manjari is cooperating with Rati, and Rati and Rupa and Lalita are cooperating with Radharani, and they're all cooperating to please Krishna. And Krishna's cooperating with them to please them also. So this principle of cooperation, because generally, sadhus and sadhakas and saintly people, they're loners. They tend to be loners, individualistic loners, they don't like to go with the herd, move with the herd, go with the crowd. They like to swim upstream and dance to the tune of a different drummer. So to come together in a society or an institution like ISKCON or any Gaudiya Math or whatever, and cooperate for preaching and helping others and doing bhajan together, it's very difficult. So family life teaches that. You may be a footloose, fancy-free brahmachari, just flying here and there and doing whatever you want, doing what you want, when you want, how you want, at least to some extent within the modes of nature. Because the modes of nature are the ultimate dictators. And our supposed freedom, it gets curtailed quite often by disease and setbacks, maya setbacks, three modes of nature. But the brahmachari can be under the self-deception that he's free. He doesn't have to cooperate with anybody. As soon as he gets married, he finds out, oh, wait a minute, there's something called cooperation. Operating co-jointly. Operating with a co-partner. This business is a partnership. It's Mr. and Mrs. Smith. limited, private limited. You know, this is a business. This husband and wife business is a partnership. It's a cooperative society. And you have to not only have to cooperate with the wife, but you have to cooperate with the mother-in-law. And she sets the law, that's for sure. She's a mother-in-law, mother-by-law, and mother-of-law. She makes the mother makes the bylaws, and you have to follow them. And you're either in the law or you're out of the law. And if you're not in the law, you're an outlaw. And if you're an outlaw, you're in trouble with the mother-in-law. So the daughter learns right away how to cooperate with the in-laws. Otherwise, she becomes an outlaw. Because she has to learn quickly to cooperate with the bylaws of the in-laws. You understand? So she has to cooperate with the mother-in-law, the father-in-law, and then the brother and the sister and the dog and the cat and the parakeet. So lots of cooperation is there. So these three principles you can learn in family life. Honesty, responsibility, and cooperation. These are all good principles which can be dovetailed in the service of Krishna and the control of the mind and senses and the purification of our existence. When Krishna becomes the center of all this, when all of our responsibility and honesty and cooperation centers around the deity of the house, the Lord and Master of the house, Lord Nitya, Radha and Krishna, then we can find the harmony and the synergy that's required to progress in spiritual life. Because brahmacharis can tend to be dishonest and irresponsible and uncooperative. Uncooperative with the temple commander and guru and temple authorities, and irresponsible because they're not doing what they should do and living up to their potential, and then dishonest because they should be married and they're hypocrites. They should actually be married, so instead they're not really brahmacharis, they're phonacharis, phonycharis. Phony means knuckly, fake, phony. Phony, knuckly, knucklycharis. They're not brahmacharis or knucklycharis. Chara means moving, chara-chara. Chara-chara or moving. So brahmachari means brahmachara, chara-chara means he's moving in Brahman. He's moving in the spiritual platform, free from designations. Brahman, chari, brahmachari. This is the meaning of it, brahmachari. Brahman, chara-chara means movement. You say chalo, it's a Sanskrit, charachari. So he's a nuklichari. He's moving in fakeness. He's moving in a fake dimension. Because he's saying, yes, I'm brahmachari, I'm a celibate monk, but every week I masturbate in the toilet. Acha? A very bona fide brahmachari. This is bogus. This is fall down. This is passing seven is fall down. It's illicit. A man can be a grihastha. Maybe once in a month he fools around with his wife and that's not so good, but maybe that's the only time. Or at least he has a wife. And so for him it's not so bad. But for brahmachari it's sin. It's very bad. So this is called dishonesty. This is not satyam. It's supposed to live by the principle of satyam. Truthfulness. Param satyam nadimahi. This is the first verse of the first chapter of Bhagavatam. Param satyam chadimahi. We should meditate on the para satyam. But how can you meditate on the parasatyam, the supreme transcendental truth, unless you're truthful? Cleanliness is next to godliness, right? So you want to be next to God, you have to be clean. Clean means truthful. Like they say sometimes in the movies, in the old movies, the police would come, they get a criminal, say, listen, Joe, come clean. Right? All right, come clean now, confess. Did you shoot this guy or not? Come clean. So cleanliness, we must have clean mind and heart. Satya means clean. Clean record, truth. Truth means clean. Clean heart, clean mind. Otherwise it's devious behavior. It's called cheating, deceit. What's it called? Kaitava. Kaitava dharma, cheating dharma. So these principles, Grihastha's honesty. He says, I can't make it a brahmachari. I need to get married. Okay, it's not the best, but anyway, let me get married. Honestly, get married. And when you get married, it's a big responsibility, it's a big headache, it's a big pain for both parties. So then you have to then you become responsible. You have to get a job, and you have a house, car, this, that, the other thing. So then you become regulated, and it's a very good thing. And that's what I'm saying. All these qualities, responsibility, honesty, responsibility, regulation, this is very good. These are good qualities. Honesty, responsibility. What was the other one?
Cooperation.
Cooperation. Yeah, this is the biggest thing. Cooperation and regulation. All these qualities, when they're centered on Krishna, which are these are part and parcel of Grihastha life, if you want to make it at all. If there's no cooperation, you're finished. If you don't take up your responsibility, you're finished. If you're not honest, you're finished. Right? This is the basis. This is what keeps Grihastha life together. The wife is dishonest and cheating on the husband, then he's finished. He just gets to get out of here. Or if he cheats on her, then they lose the loving feeling. Love is based on, love means trust. Faith means trust. Unflinching trust, that's faith. So when the trust is broken, the faith is broken, then where's the relationship? There's no relationship. Relationship is based on faith and trust and love. So this faith and trust and love are the foundation, then it's expressed through responsibility. You express your faith and trust and love through responsibility and cooperation and honesty. So Grihastha life is a great teacher, sobering element. You grow up fast, super fast. No more smiling and laughing. No, it's serious business. Debts, bills, taxes, relatives, useless parties and social engagements, time wasting, phone conversations. As time gets gobbled up, time becomes a monster and eats up our life. This is family life. Time is eaten by the monster of family engagements. No time. I have to go to this wedding and this party and this graduation and this death and this hospital and this guy's sick and that guy's sick and this counseling and that counseling. And no time for Krishna. All time for Maya. So this is the balance of family life, is to find a time, say no to Uncle Joe. Say no to Uncle Joe and say hello to Krishna Bhajan. You have to draw the line. My family goes to this extent. You know, they make a circle. There's one circle, wife and kids. The next circle, mother-in-law, father. The next circle, brother, uncle. And then that's it. The buck stops there. Anybody's outside that circle, you have one book with 3,500 excuses. Yeah. Whenever they call, you got out your excuse book. Oh, my car broke down. I had to work overtime. And my wife's off the wall, and you know, can't go out tonight. And this, that, I have a headache. You know, there's 3,500 excuses. But that those inner circle of the intimates, then you can't say no to them. Do or die, you must go to little junior, to your brother's son's graduation from kindergarten. It's so urgently important. It's life or death matter. If you don't go and spend 5 hours of your life there, then your name is mud. So you have to go to your brother's son's kindergarten graduation. It's the most important event of the world. It's one of the most important events of the 21st century. And if you don't go, my God, you'll never hear the end of it. You didn't go to my son's kindergarten graduation. Oh, you demon. What were you doing? Well, I went to Vrindavan. To Giriraj Prakama. I want to do something useful with my day off. But unfortunately, we're bound head and foot by all these illusory connections. Janasi moho yamahama meti ato griya shetra sutapta vitar. Suta, apta. Apta means relatives. Suta means children. Wealth, house. Griha, kshetra, family. Kshetra means business, fields, business. House, ato, griha, kshetra, sutapta, vitai, wealth, expenses, bills, income, money, investments, stocks. Stop the world, I want to get off. There was one play off Broadway years ago, way before you were born. I was just a kid, I remember the name of it, Stop the World, I Want to Get Off. I didn't like that. But I heard that, I was about 9 years old or something. I heard that, I said, oh, this is great. My parents are going to this Broadway theater,
yes.
Drama. I think my brother went too, my older brother. He was 6 years older to me. I think I stayed home with my grandfather. So where are you going? We're going to New York to see a play. What's the name of the play? Stop the World, I Want to Get Off. I said, well, I can relate with that. Because already by the time I was like 7 or 8, I was quite philosophical. I said, yeah, let's stop the world. It's like you're on some bus and the bus driver is going crazy and driving all over the place like a drunk. Hey, stop the bus, I want to get off. Let me get off the bus and just hitchhike or get out of here and call my mother or something. You know, some crazy driver, right? So the world is going so crazy that any sane man will say, stop the world, I want to get off. It's spinning crazy on its axis, you know. It's tilting crazy and it's wobbling. The earth is wobbling and tilting crazy and going too fast and too jerky. Who's ever driving the earth is driving too jerky. Like when you get a bad taxi driver, you're always riding the brake or something. Womp, womp, you know, hitting the horn too much and riding the brake and the gas and the brake and the gas and near misses all the time, accidents and too fast and too slow and, you know, a bad driver, in other words. So who's ever driving the earth planet is driving jerky. Too many sudden stops and close calls and near accidents. Stop the world, I want to get off. It's a really good phrase, huh?
Yeah.